Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning in to us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So, of course, we always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. And today, only one of us is sipping because Sheree's baby just ain't having it.
Yeah. He don't even want me to have, like, soda. So,
yeah, she was sipping on some ginger ale, but he decided.
I'm uncomfortable. And now I'm uncomfortable, so I give up.
So I am sipping tonight. What I am drinking is Robert Mondavi. It is a private selection rum barrel aged Merlot. So y'all gonna be getting a lot of Merlots out of me because I ain't been to the liquor store and this is what I have in the house. So probably every wine this season. I'm sorry to the white wine lovers. It's probably gonna be a red. Unless when Devin's hosting,
I'm gonna hold y'all down. I'm gonna hold y'all down with some of the alcohol free white wines, and Devin got you because
Devin was drinking on. Devin was drinking some citrus wine last episode that also said you need to go listen to it. That said it could be mixed as a margarita mix. I don't know what kind of wine this is.
I'm intrigued, but you know what? All right.
Yeah, she said it was very sweet.
Look, I'm going to file that in with, you know, things to see post-baby. Got you.
Yeah, so, but I, like I said, it's a Robert Mondavi. It is a rum barrel aged Merlot. It says Really? I don't know why this came
from.
I'll be honest.
I don't know why, but girl, you know I'd have had, you know I'd
I have
trying
no
stuff.
Idea why this is in the house. But it says it's the cool climate of their coastal vineyards and parts the wine with rich aromas of molasses, maple, and black plum. And it's jammy with well-balanced flavors of plum and blueberry. And that because it's aged in the rum barrels, it has complex nuances of toasted coconut, molasses, and rich vanilla.
Sasha, you've been getting toasty already.
I barely poured
it. It's okay.
It smells good.
Tell me how you like it, because I definitely have had that before. And I really feel like, I mean, I think I enjoyed it, but I feel like you would enjoy it.
I feel like it's a pretty standard Merlot. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. So I think the wine that I was drinking last week, I forget what it is at this point. You know, like sometimes when you smell wine, it's like acidic smelling, like it has like that tank metal smell. This one does not have that. Like this one actually smells good.
Okay, so it don't have the metallic. I call it metallic and it might not be metallic, but whatever it is. Yes.
Yeah. This one's not like that. It's not dry. This one's not dry at all. But it's not overly sweet either. It is a little fruity. But it is Sasha and Sheree approved at 14.5%.
Definitely have had it. I was like, I know, you know what it is. I've had Robert Mondavi before. Like, I definitely have had that. So I feel like that's one of their classic ones. How we got it, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea how this made it into the house. I have no idea. But today's episode, so, you know, Sheree and I don't normally dabble in the current events when we do our episodes, we just could not pass up the opportunity, and this will be the only time you ever hear us talk about anything that's current, or the last time you'll hear us talk about this, because I know that y'all are probably as sick of it as we are.
But considering this did happen in recording time this week.
It did. We are, of course, talking about the 2022 Oscars and the quote unquote slap heard around the world with my favorite actor.
I can't even believe that they even had to quote that. I swear for the Lord.
So I'm going to preface all of this by saying that I am a huge Will Smith fan. I love me some Willard Smith, okay?
You want to know the funny thing that I can preface this with? I, too, am a very huge Will Smith fan, and Chris Rock is probably one of my favorite comedians that I can watch
like
over
Chris Rock.
And over. And oh, like, I
adore his comedy. I don't understand why. And I've been trying to figure that out. That's another thing that we can get into, because I swear, like, this is all news to me. When did he become public enemy number one?
Yeah. So, I mean, for those who don't know, if you have been not on any sort of social media site, any news site, anything.
Or any TV, or anything.
Yeah. So at the 2020 Oscars, Chris Rock, as a presenter, was getting ready to present the award for Best Documentary, which Questlove won. So congrats to him, because that got overshadowed.
Yes.
And at the very beginning of his presentation, he, of course, made a joke in reference to Jada Pinkett Smith and her being the perfect perfect cast member to do a G.I. Jane 2. Because we all know that Jada Pinkett Smith has is rocking the bald head. I guess Will Smith originally was laughing, looked at Jada, who did not find it funny, and then decided to walk up on stage and slap her.
On live TV.
And then if you listen to the international versions of the telecast, because of course it was censored here, he told Chris Rock twice to keep his wife's name out of his quote fucking mouth.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. It was a joke, dude. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
That second fucking was right. Yeah. So I have several thoughts. It's first and foremost, I think that Will Smith should have smacked him? No. I think it did tarnish the fact that he won Best Actor, and he's probably been owed an Oscar for a very long time.
Yes.
And I think that was overshadowed by all of this.
There's so many moments that were overshadowed.
It was all black production.
Questlove, Samuel L. Jackson finally was presented with it. There's so many pieces that I was like, yo, we're really still talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock and their families.
And I understand that Will Smith, because a lot of people was like, oh, he tarnished his image.
I don't believe that either.
Will Smith has not had his image isn't like this wholesome good guy. Like,
a lot of people he is. So you know what? A lot of people look at Will Smith as the rapper who didn't curse, the person who's like, he's not a comedian, but he's always funny. He has played in some serious roles, but even his serious roles, most people think of him as a funny person.
I feel like because he is like that rapper who like got clowned on in his rap because he didn't curse, like people made that into him, but he curses.
He very much so. That's why I said like this is what I feel. Like my hot take real quick, because we'll get into the whole thing, is I was like, I don't believe that anyone needs to be slapped for a joke. That comes with the territory. Inappropriate across the line or not, there's a better way to handle that at the Oscars.
Agreed.
Also, my other hot take is that all these things that people are saying,
it's respectability politics.
It's beyond respectability politics. But on top of that, this is some celebrity privilege that I ain't got. So I keep hearing everybody.
So man, what they do on it. My two things. So I got for Christmas, Lisa got me Will Smith's memoir, and I read that during 2 days. And he talks a lot about in his book, like his mom was obviously abused and he was never able to stand up to his father on her behalf. And it's something that like as the oldest
always
kid,
hurts him.
Yeah. And so he, you know, he lived with that for a long time. It always kind of bothered him that he was a scrawny kid. His brother's bigger than him. He wasn't able to protect his mother type stuff. And then he essentially has these two personas, which is what pushes him to work as hard as he does and be this like perfect quote unquote image that he has. But he has had to push aside a lot of like his natural like personality, like because he wants to display this thing, especially as a black actor in Hollywood, especially as someone who went from rap to be taken seriously into movies and to be as
because right now don't no one be trying to get jiggy with it, but they all watch Independence Day.
Some some summertime, though. Like,
I mean, we all love some summertime. We all love summertime, but ain't nobody getting jiggy with it, nor is people going to welcome to Miami.
I'm Miami.
So I'm like, I mean, his music career is definitely, now I definitely would get down with some
Men in Black, though. Men in Black,
yes. I mean, like, he definitely had a moment in time where he had, like, I'm saying he is definitely no Ray J. And yes, that it meant with all the disrespect that I said. Don't like Ray J's songs. What I said it. Why are you looking at me like that? I don't
compare to. Why would you compare him to Ray? You're not even
exactly. Like, so, like, he's definitely not someone who I'd be sitting there just like, why are you have making music? No, he's absolutely talented and multi talented.
He won a Grammy for like his second album.
Yeah, he's multi talented, but like, he's definitely more known as an actor. I mean, it's the same thing as it's the Ice Cube. I call it the Ice Cube / Ice T effect.
Yes.
Because really people don't know.
People forget where they came from. Yeah.
People really forget that they know. People actually don't even know.
Yeah.
They think that is Tutu Ola.
Yeah.
No, sir.
That's Ice-T.
Like, he will slap you.
Yeah.
Like, so,
it would not surprise me if Ice-T went up on stage and slapped somebody. Like, or Ice Cube. Neither one of them. That would be like, oh, all right.
I think that's the other thing. There are certain people that you immediately are like, oh, I can see that happening. But him, we were like,
yeah, so
that's,
I mean,
weird.
So that's like all of the backstory with Will Smith that I read about. And then I also recently learned, which made me actually feel bad for Chris Rock. I did feel bad for him because that is embarrassing. Just in generally speaking, like, getting slapped is embarrassing.
Getting slapped and having to keep your composure. I mean, because at the end of the day, he definitely, because, like, I think that a lot of people overshadow the fact that he definitely kept his composure. I don't give a fuck. Like, I want the fuck to be heard of that. I don't give a fuck what I said.
Yeah, I don't think
you slapped me. I don't have the composure to get slapped.
I forget that I'm on the Oscars
at my job. You can't come to my job and slap me.
Getting ready to tussle.
Oh, we gonna have to tussle. Oh, at the very least, I'm gonna have to push you. Oh, it's gonna be a conflict in that moment.
But so I recently just found out. So of course, you know, everybody knows Chris Rock was bullied a lot as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basis of his entire show. That's a basis of a lot of comedians. Like, let's be for real. Humor is a defense mechanism for a lot of comedians.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I did recently learn, I guess in 2020, he came out on The View or something like that, and he talked about that he has something akin to Asperger's. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, wow.
It's not quite Asperger's, but it's essentially like on the spectrum where he has trouble recognizing cues of people's emotions and like when things have gone too far or someone doesn't find something funny. And so when I read that, it actually really made me feel bad for him, because if you go back and watch it, he genuinely had no idea that he was about to get slapped, whereas most people probably would have seen Will Smith walking on the stage and knew it was coming.
Yeah, no, I absolutely, like, I think that it was very clear that he was caught off guard. And that's why I said he kept his composure very good. But I think also I take that as the ability of what comedians are able to do. I didn't even think about whether he meant it, whether or not, like, he understood that it was too far. I think that in general, when you have a comedian knows that they are able to, like, improv, they're able to, like, roll with whatever comes in the room, whether a joke bombs, whether a joke, like, hits, so they have to know how to keep it going.
I just Googled it. What he has is called NVLD, a nonverbal learning disorder. And it says that the symptoms of it are you often miss social cues such as facial expressions or tone of voice, making it hard to make and keep friends. That things need to be verbalized in order for them to understand it, struggle with reading comprehension, mathematical problem skills. So it's akin to like Asperger's.
When did he come out with this?
So when I looked it up, it was on 2020, I think. September of 2020 is when he started talking about it on The View. And so
two years ago.
So I don't think it's really widely known. I mean, even though he talked about it, I don't think a lot of people have seen that.
You know why I brought that up?
Why?
Because I truly did not know that, like, when immediately everything happened, the first thing that everyone jumped to is, oh, that was across the line because Jada Pinkett Smith suffers from alopecia, which mm-hmm. apparently everyone acted like was this very widely known fact. And I said, I truly didn't know that.
I didn't know. I knew that.
I didn't know that. And the thing
is, I also watched the Red Table Talk. So
exactly. So I'm like, I get it. But I'm like, I had no clue. So I was sitting there like, when did she talk about this? How often did she talk about this? Yeah. I was one of the people who was like, is this like a generally wide known fact? Because for me, she's always worn short hairstyles. So there was nothing that connected for me that what she does with her hair had anything to do with any medical thing until they said it. And I said, oh.
She addressed it on the Red Table Talk because she started wearing the turbans a lot.
I did notice that, like, once again. Like, I thought of it as thought of it as a fashion statement. So paid attention.
She said it was because alopecia and that she was losing her hair, and she was like, it was hard for her because she was, even though she's always had short hair, like
I get that, like, how it's hard. Like, I was like, oh, I absolutely have empathy for it, but I was like, this, why is everyone acting like this is just a very well-known, wide-known fact? Because I definitely don't think it's as wide-known as everyone tried to make it.
Yeah, and I don't think the Chris Brown and his NVLD is him and his NVLD, whatever it's called, isn't as widely known either. But it did actually make me genuinely feel bad, because it was like, oh, like, he did not understand that this was coming.
I mean, so my two takes on it is, comedians push the envelope. So I didn't know about his stuff, but I do know that he's known for pushing the envelope, as most people are. You know, it's not like people brought up, this isn't the first time that he said anything about
it. About Jada.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, like, it's Hollywood. Like, I don't look all at that as like he's, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that people try, like, people immediately try to hone in on, see, he's been told before. And I said, no, when you're popular, it's very common that comedians going to get some jokes off. Like, especially if you have, especially similar people.
And they were
like,
there are certain right in people, front.
And like, you're sitting in front. If you go to a comedy show and you sit in front, I've actually seen, like, many Kevin Hart shows where people who are sitting up front, LeBron and all the rest of them, oh, you getting ready to get talked about.
Yeah, you don't want to be roasted. Like, if you don't want to be roasted, don't sit
That's why you don't sit in the front. So I'm like, I get that, like, all the nuance of the inappropriateness and pushing the envelope. And that was not a good joke, especially with her, like, having such a hard time.
Especially because he also, like, made good hair. So he should know.
Yeah, he definitely made good hair. So it's not like he don't understand. At the very least, he may have whatever processing disorder. He definitely understands talking about a black woman's hair. It's just kind of like talking about her weight. Hey, chill the fuck out, nigga. Hey, that's, you don't go there. But the other thing that I also went to that I was like, oh, God, miss me with this is, yes, this is how I need. If you ain't defending me like Will is defending Jada. And I said, I don't even think that was about.
My sister-in-law posted that, too. She was like, she'd rather have the husband from the Supreme Court nominee. Like, she wants that kind of love, not the Will and Jada kind of love. And I'm like, I want somebody to knock somebody out for me. Like, because
I don't. So here's the thing. Let me tell you why. I get it. Let me say, I want someone capable of doing that.
But I don't want
someone who's actually getting right. I want someone to know the difference between when you should slap somebody and when it's not. Because I got to live in this world. Like, I ain't got millions of dollars.
Very true. Very true.
Like, I remember Brandon, because definitely Brandon was like, man, look, sometimes
you cross the line. He would piss somebody.
I married the man who said, I would piss on you.
Yes.
So I definitely marry someone who has that energy, but also I have the same person who understands that he can't just go flipping desk and, you know, he got the energy to flip a desk if it needs to be, but he also knows when to do it. And I think that's the thing of where I was like, y'all, people were like, well, what else could they have done? And I said, they could have left. I mean, like, if you want to talk about impact, like, it's like, just because you don't agree with a different view of how it could be handled doesn't mean there were not more things.
He also could have made, like, when he won, he could have said something, you know, in reference to that. I think my biggest
issue was just like, it really just made this whole thing be so, like,
Ugh. I really don't like how a lot of people are making Jada out to be the villain here.
Oh, I ain't got time for that either. But because I've never had time for them to.
They like to villainize her. So, if you read.
It's the misogynoir for me.
If you read his memoir, and he's even said this in interviews, when the whole August Alsina thing came out, he sat down with Gayle King and said this in her interview. She asked a question about all of these infidelities. He straight up said, there have never been infidelities in my marriage.
I didn't know nothing about the alopecia, but I damn sure know that he's definitely said there's never been infidelity.
He wrote in his book that Jada never wanted to get married. She never believed in a traditional marriage. She got married for him because he wanted that. He mm-hmm. wanted the kids and the family and all of that.
He wanted the nuclear, picket fence. Yes.
But that they've always, especially, and they came out and they talked about it on Red Table Talk, they came out when they were older and decided, whatever you need to do to make you happy, makes you happy, go do it. We're not responsible for each other's happiness.
They've said that so many times. And the thing is, even if you think about the trajectory of their relationship, is that everyone has...
People have held them up as this perfect couple. And then when the August Alsina thing came out, they needed something to blame on that not being true.
They have never been seen as the perfect couple. That's the thing that I was like, they haven't. And I know that I don't know why people lie. I'm just saying straight up, people are lying. Writing those things are lying, because when they came out, there have been multiple times where it's been like, oh, they have an open relationship. Oh, they're swingers. Oh, they're into this. Oh, they're into that. Their relationship always been against the grain. People have always tried to see that.
You have people who are like, yeah, they have an open relationship, they're swingers, but then also they're one of the few Hollywood couples who have been together for 20 years and stuff like that. But no one realizes that
the reason they've been together is because, as married folk know, stay out of married folk business.
Yeah, whatever works for their marriage works for their marriage. And they even said, even with the August Alsina thing, they said they addressed it because August got in his feelings It wasn't that Will didn't know about it.
He knew about it. He said they were actually on the verge of a divorce.
His memoir, he wrote about it. They were essentially separated at that time. It was like, do what you want to do. Do whatever makes you happy. We're going to find our own ways. And if that leads us back to each other, cool. If it doesn't,
We know many people, and that is not even a hard thing to recognize. Nah. And that's why I said,
for as long as we've been.
we understand that, if it gets to that point and you find yourself back, we understand. And this is why me and Brandon always have said, when people comment on marriage, Brandon's first comment is, hey, I don't comment on people's marriage. That's what they got. That ain't got shit to do with me.
Yeah,
I stay out of people's bedrooms. I stay out of people's marriages.
I think a lot of people have been trying to say that, this is all of Will's anger and not being able to stand up to Jada, and Jada making him look like a fool. And so he felt like he needed to write that.
To half agree. Not Jada, though. To everyone who thinks that he's a bitch and a punk, I do believe that he was just because he was in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. If he sat down and did nothing and they showed, or because someone has a video of whatever she didn't think it was funny. He did. And people were like, well, you don't know what that laugh was. I said, I think that he's.
Oh, somebody explained Hollywood. It exactly. Somebody explained what? It exactly. That's the whole I have to put on this perfect image.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to laugh at the joke. And then you look at your wife and you're like, that's shit. Not. We've all been there.
We've all been there. It's like, you can have an uncomfortable laugh, but also you also know that you're going to get talked about. That's why when he came out with his statement, I was like, it comes with the territory. Yes, dude, you've been in Hollywood for over 30 years?
30 years.
You definitely know about how the role goes of any situation. I was like, and so does she. So I'm like, whether you like it or not, that's a part of that Hollywood stuff. That's why I said that Hollywood shit is something that we don't get.
What people can miss me with, like I said earlier, is the respectability politics of it, because white people have done far more worse things. And people are acting like this is the most violent incident they've ever seen in their life, and how, and that they should take his Oscar away when people like Harvey
Weinstein.
He's already
stepped away from the Academy, which I was like, what the fuck? Okay.
People, and that's more punishment than they've done for Harvey Weinstein, who has a convicted rapist and still has 81 Oscars. Like,
as well as what's the one over in France? Forgot his name
immediately.
Roman Polanski. So that's why I said, like, someone was like, oh, they should take it. I said, well, Hollywood and white America, and why white America is not going to open up that can of worms.
Yeah.
I said, they are not going to open up that can of worms about what things, they was like, with things that have happened at the Oscars. I said, I don't give a fuck if it happened at the Oscars. If you have, I said, no.
I saved this post from Instagram. White people are always like, whoa there, bud. We only support violence on the systematic level, because Oscar moments that were undeniably worse than the slap, the type of violence, because the slap was the type of violence that made white people uncomfortable. Yeah. Really, let's talk about the first Black Oscar woman, Hattie McDaniel, who had to come in through a back door and had to sit at a different table and wasn't even allowed to be presented with her award because she was Black. Like, she couldn't even, she had to sit, she was forced to sit at a segregated table. Let's talk about when Marlon Brando won his second Oscar back in 73, he didn't accept it himself. He actually had an indigenous woman, Shaquille Little Feather, who came. She was the Apache president at the time, who accepted it on his behalf. John Wayne had to be forcibly taken, like held back by 6 security guards to prevent her from being dragged off the stage by him, because he was so mad that she was accepting it on his behalf, because she went up there and talked about the dehumanizing treatment of Native Americans. And John Wayne was pissed about it and wanted to assault her and take her off the stage. Harvey Weinstein and his film studio have been awarded 81 Oscars, and not a single one has been taken away, despite the fact that he's been found guilty of committing a first degree sexual assault and third degree rape.
Yep.
So there are worse things that have been done.
Like, exactly. So, like, I don't, so let me tell you what I don't, I think there is nuance of, I think there's nuance between respectability politics and recognizing that I don't like what I saw for the Black look. And I think that those two things, a lot of people put that anything that you say against, like, I didn't like this as Black people and what we're presenting to the world, as, oh, you're trying to cater to white people. I'm like, no, I'm trying to cater to, we ain't got a coon. We ain't got a coon ever. I think that, like, this is because this is what ends up happening. And but at the end of the day, if you call that respectability policies, I was like, I don't give a damn if a white person, white people are going to think what they think. But I was like, we look good.
And that's the thing, though. That's what it is. Because the idea that, oh, why would you do this in front of white people? That's playing into the whole white supremacist trope. Like,
as opposed to saying, why the fuck would you do this, period, is what I'm saying.
Because Black people and people of color are allowed to have all emotions. The feelings. You're allowed all to have emotions, right?
You have, you can have all the feelings, you can have all the fuck ups.
And that's the thing about Will Smith and other actors and things like him. You have to present your best self all the time.
All the time.
Or else, exactly what's happening to him now is what happens. You're not allowed to make a mistake making a mistake, and I'm using quotes here, is literally being human and having human emotions.
Yeah, like, I'm mad at him doing what he did, and I'm not going, and I'm tired of seeing people try and vilify Jada and all that. I'm tired of seeing people say that that's just him defending his woman, because also, I did see a take that I did agree with, which is, they were like, miss me with that, because also that plays into its own little separate thing, as if women are indefensible of themselves and that we need a man to step up and blaze. I'm like, Jake from Baltimore.
Yeah.
She definitely know how to handle herself. Let's be real.
It's from, I forget where he's from, but he's from the hood. Brooklyn. Will Smith is from the hood. Like,
he's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean,
people, it could have gone very different.
It wasn't the right place. I mean, sometimes I saw a funny TikTok that was like, yeah, sometimes, you know, the right place is it's the right place. You know, it don't matter where it is.
There's a place for everything, and sometimes that place happens. Now, I did see some people who was like, I understand, and I don't care. I'm going to defend. And I'm like, nigga, no the fuck you not.
I will say,
I'm tired of seeing the average person talking about how they will do that. Okay.
I do feel like, as a wife, the minute she saw Will's attitude change, she should have been like, nah, like, just chill. Like, I do feel
and
like
that's,
she should have
did that
because...
That's the responsibility of you being a partner. I do believe that. Because that's the reason why Brandon has many times not popped off. And I know that you probably had situations where you were like, hey, hi, sweetie, please.
Yeah, because I do think had she been like, nah, chill, like, none of it would have happened. And and she recognized the importance of what that night was going to be for him. And so she could have said, nah, but I appreciate that, you see, I'm pissed. Let's be for real. Like you said, she's from Baltimore. Will Smith is from Philly. And she also loved Tupac. So we know she loves that thug shit. So
There you go. Do you know how many memes I've seen that people was like, I'm not impressed. Tupac would have shot him. I hate y'all. I really hate that.
People try to say that because of her love for Tupac, that somehow diminishes like her love for her husband. You are allowed to have feelings. Like, one, Tupac is dead, so it is what it is. Like, two...
Number two, you also, can have...
He understands that. Like, people act like Will Smith was never married before. Like,
people act like he didn't have a whole child.
Yeah, like
a whole first child.
And he loved that woman. She's allowed to have love.
She's allowed to have other loves, and she's allowed to have other people who will hold a special place in your heart. All of those things. I'm like, and that's why I said I'm tired of the shit storm that surrounds them.
Yeah. Yeah,
because like, no, do I think that there was a better way to handle it? Of course. Yes.
Do I think this is gonna mess up their money? Fuck no.
Do I believe that Chris Rock is a villain and like getting what he deserved? No. Go try and run up on a comedian and see if you're gonna get that same reaction. Chris Rock is a million-dollar professional. My brother said this, and I do agree. He said Will Smith wouldn't have ran up on me and slapped me if I said something. And then I was like, well, why? He said, I could sue him. You think you're going to mess up your money? Yeah. He not messing up his money. He did a situation that it was a calculated situation that he knew what he was doing and why he was doing it, that he had the ability to do.
And I saw a really good thing on TikTok too that said essentially like the Black community will handle it internally. Mm-hmm. As how Denzel pulled him aside, talked to him. There will be
Tyler Perry, which I was like,
Yeah, really interesting. Hmm. But there will be a meeting of some sorts where you will have your elders in the Hollywood community. They will bring them together. They're going to work it out.
That was my favorite part, actually, of everything, was when he spoke, and like the part that they showed where he spoke, and you saw Denzel, and I said, ooh, that's a daddy face. Ooh, you might not have known your daddy, but that right there is a daddy face. I know a daddy face when I see one. Denzel was sitting there with the old man, like, frown, like,
yeah.
Get it together. Get your shit together. I don't know what Tyler Perry said, because Tyler Perry got his own issues with the Black community. I'm sorry. In my opinion, Tyler Perry got his own issues.
He knows who he makes movies for.
Oh, yeah. I know he knows he definitely does not care.
Because Madea has made him some money. Okay.
And I'm fine with him making all his money, but that's interesting. Anyways, I will say that the other thing that I did think about with everything is I was so annoyed at every average Joe. And I say average Joe, talking about sometimes it don't matter about the time and the place. Negro, you are from Maryland. You are not getting ready to be rolling through Baltimore if someone says something disrespectful and you about to just roll through. Like, we are not the same as them celebrities.
It's a lot of hypotheticals, though, because people are like, I would have did this, I would have did that. Nobody knows how they would have reacted in that situation. Like,
I'm not even talking about hypotheticals of like the celebrity situation. I'm talking about people who was like, I defend my wife in that same way. Or that's how I want. No, because there was something that I saw and I was like, and also, or die. They were like, no, because we got cemeteries full of people who was trying to defend their people, people who were defenders. And I was like, and that's not the same world that they're living in. Celebrities are, whether you believe in, like, whether it is the Black America, Black celebrities versus white celebrities, we know that all these different worlds exist. But let us be clear that the average person is not getting ready to be walking around with their, I can beat anybody's ass. I'm going to slap anybody if they say sometimes words warrant were hands. And I said, you're right. And you better have hands enough to defend that shit. And you better hope that.
You better have all the hands and hope they only have
and hands. And you better hope that they only have hands.
Yeah.
And I was that's the reason that I told Brett.
It was like always perpetuating violence and teaching kids that, first of all, ain't no kid watching the damn Oscars.
What kid which kid of yours, if you got a kid up at 11 o'clock watching the Oscars to be influenced by that, I tell you the same thing as the Janet Jackson titty issue. Stop.
Nobody
them what a titty is. Teach them that you don't slap somebody, okay?
Nobody's sitting here at like 10 watching the Oscars, right?
That thing happens at like 10 or 11 o'clock. If your child is up, that's impressionable enough to not understand, hey, you don't hit people.
Yeah, like, and that's what it is too, because a lot of whenever people in any situation, not just in this one, when any people are like, oh, they're role models, fuck the bullshit. Like, you be a parent. Like, don't expect, like, the first conversation is like, okay, yeah, Will, you ain't Will Smith, so don't go around slapping people.
Did you see what happened? Yeah, I saw what happened. You're not Will Smith, sweetie. Like, you know, we'll talk about the situations that you might get into where you might have to stand up to. Like, some people were like, he was standing up to a bully. And if that was what you see it as, cool. But I want you to know that I wouldn't, if my son gets, I'm very prepared for the day. That I get a call home about my child, whether it be for cursing or other. Yeah. Okay. And with every situation, I'm like, hey, so can you tell me what happened?
We're going to have to learn. We're going to learn in this together.
Got to learn what this was. What's this situation? Like, if you tell me that my child, like, if you tell me that someone been messing with my child and then no one did anything and my child finally popped off, what you want me to do?
I mean, that for real, let's be honest.
Like, you want me to tell him, no?
because if Stokely's in the situation where he's getting bullied all the time and he decided to lose it one day and like knock the shit out of somebody, I ain't gonna be mad at it. I'm gonna be like,
nah. As a matter of fact, I'm not gonna say I completely encourage it, but I'm gonna be like, let me tell you all of your options.
one good time you do it, and then he probably won't mess with you.
Knock them down. You ain't gotta continue. Push the shit out of them. Let them know that you can, and then stop. Control yourself enough.
Yep.
And walk away. If they come back,
then you. Hey,
baby. Hey, baby. let it happen. So I'm like, I understand that people think that we shouldn't teach. I was like, look, at the end of the day, it is definitely a nuanced situation. It's got a lot of layers, but I'm tired of everybody. The thing that happened with this is what happened to everything. Me and Brandon had an over and under how many think pieces that, and someone put in like five different pieces together. I said, oh, I didn't even have that one on there. We had like four, the high low was like 4.5 think pieces, at least to this, and we definitely are over that. The thing that I say is, at the end of the day, whether you agree with how he handled it or disagree with how he handled it, there's nuances for every situation.
For all of it.
And with anything, recognize all the different privileges that they have that you don't.
That we do not.
Because Brandon kept on talking about, yeah, you know, I would. And I said, I wish the fuck you would. I literally told him that. Yeah, I know. But here's the thing. I know he would. But he was like, sometimes you got to slap somebody. I said, you better look over to me first to ask me if I need you to slap somebody. Because we got a house and two kids.
Richard,
we definitely. I know. Yeah. And the thing is, I appreciate that you have the willingness that if I need you to go there, go there.
Yeah,
but I need you to consult with me first.
I've seen him be in situations where he's been pissed at somebody for doing something to me, and having the internal struggle of trying to calm himself down in the situation, so that way stuff does not elevate. Like, I've seen him be like that, and I'm always like, "Ooh, this is so sexy."
You was just like, "Ooh, you gonna get it?" Wait, okay, keep like, that same energy.
Keep somebody's ass for me.
Just like, let me know you keep love that me. Same energy, baby, tonight. But you understand, but like. I do feel like keep that energy for real, but I do also feel like what we ask as partners, or at least what I'm asking for as in my partner, is knowing that you will defend me, but also not believing that I need to be defended in every way at all times.
I want to know that you can defend me, but also know that I don't need you to defend me. Because Lord knows, I'll pop off at somebody my own damn self. Like, I don't need you.
There was definitely a situation that I remembered and I had to recall during all this where I said, I don't need no one to defend me. I mean, like, you can have my back, though. Because I definitely remember, like, one of our first parties that we went to, someone was, like, pushing up on me or kept on, like, touching me. And I was like, I don't know this person. It was, like, our first, we were a couple thing. Yeah. And I was like, ugh, okay. And I got pissed. And I was like, yo, get the fuck off me. I went off on him. And I pushed him. Remind you, we was on the stage. He almost fell. Whatever. That's not my problem. Don't be touching on me. I have boundaries.
Yeah.
Brandon didn't know that the dude was, like touching and feeling up on me. So he thought that I was just like drunk. I said, dude, I had like one drink. No, this nigga, like when he finally realized the situation, he's like, oh, I said, I know you don't know me because we're new to this relationship thing, but I don't pop off for no reason. I'm not that hot headed.
Yeah.
But thank you for like, because he didn't realize it. And he was like, oh, she can defend the fuck out of herself. Okay, cool.
No, I think the only thing that stops me from ever like really popping off, because I be there real quick.
Oh, you done popped off on him. We done had stories. You done told us the stories. He knows, but you can pop off.
But mine is, I'm always cautious of my size.
That's another thing.
Yeah, because I'm
definitely
full transparency. I've never been in a fight. I don't know how I would handle that situation. I feel like I'm going to go dirty with it, and I'm pulling hair and doing shit like that.
I was going to say, full transparency, I definitely have not. Well, I've never been in a fight, but I have definitely been invited. I've invited many of people to a fight.
I've been ready to fight.
I've definitely fought. Well, actually, no, I fought my family. Whatever.
I've been ready. Oh, I definitely have fought my family. I fought
that
my family.
That counts. That counts.
But I've been ready to fight, but I had nothing but guys with me. And they were like, we can't have your back against these six girls. So what you trying to do?
He was like, one of you, six of them. I understand that we your dudes, but we literally can't hit them.
You're like, we'll hold the girls back so you can take them one-on-one. Because I was like, how am I about to handle this?
I love it. They were like, we can referee.
Yeah, because I was like, it was literally in that situation. It was like she had about six of her female friends, and it was me, one other girl, and six dudes.
Is
and
that
I was
the
like,
piss on you?
Huh? Yes.
Was that the piss on you? Night. See. Yeah. And what did we have? Brandon just like, I'm not going to hit you, but I can piss on you, bitch.
Like, what? Wait, what?
And for me to hear that story. And to marry this man and have two children by him should tell you how messed up.
But he was a ride or die. I appreciate that. Because he was like, I can't throw a punch, but I'm going to help you.
No, but likewise, he's seeing like how angry I get when someone disrespects him. Oh, look, he's seen two instances where he was like, ooh, you real angry. And I was like angry for like, one of them I was still angry about, like to this day, don't bring it up because I might still have anger. He's like, you don't need to go and talk.
Richard's seen that with me being mad at him. Like, like he knows. Like if I choose to bring it out, it's a problem. Like, but
and that's the thing. I think that at the end of the day, a lot of this is about knowing your partners, and a lot of people have just been putting a whole lot of stuff into their relationship, into the situation, like into all this. And I was like, to me, looking at this from just the standpoint of as an outsider, because that's what we are.
Yeah, exactly.
As an outsider, looking at two celebrities who had a debacle.
Yep.
I'm using all of my SAT words. But I feel like, I was like, number one, they know each other. Whether they friends, whether they acquaintances, they've run in the same circles before. Somebody they've both been in Hollywood for about 30 years.
I think I read somewhere that was like, I don't know now since he resigned from the Academy, but prior to that, it wouldn't have surprised anybody, I don't think, had they shown up at next year's Academy doing something together.
Yeah, because I'm like, they know each other. And what I think is that what happened is what happens when you say something in mixed company that should have been said in private, because I'm sure
people keep pulling out like article, Chris Rock talking about how he was bullied as a kid. I'm like, what does that have to do with Sunday. This. Like nothing. Like,
or else it's like, or they just, like you said, people are pulling shit out the air and just like, oh my gosh, let me show you back in 2016 when he made this joke. I said, well, what was happening in 2016? Because this is the thing. When you're popular, you're going to get talked about.
Of course.
And one thing we can say about them is they have not yet been, they have yet to be unpopular.
Like unpopular in the sense that nobody's talking about them.
That no
like
one's
people,
talking about
people
them.
Love oh, to hate
people
them.
Have people love to hate them. People love them. People love to hate them.
But
and
they say
there's been a shit ton of stuff.
People keep their name in their mouth though. Like that's what it is. Like they stay getting talked about. So
until Will slap you and tell you to keep his wife's name out your fucking mouth.
That's mine forever. That's
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying. So I mean, the
best little take I saw of it was like the little cartoon when he was in Shark Tale going up and smacking the Madagascar.
Nope. The best take was when they finally put Everybody Hates Chris, the music. That one, I was like, we're done.
Somebody
I know
also
nothing
has made
else.
A song about it, like added a beat and everything. Like it's.
Oh yeah, that's the TikTok. That's the TikTok ability of everything. Because yeah. I was like, yeah. Oh, I'm tired. I was like, oh, I actually, that's one thing I did do. I stayed after I saw it, and I was like, oh, okay, it's getting ready to be talked about for forever. Yeah. I stayed off TikTok, and I just basically was like, nope, scroll back. I don't want to hear. No, I don't care.
I was like, anybody talking about this? I don't want to hear it.
I was like, it's cool. And I think that's the one thing that you can do is like, look, this is going to continue to be talked about, and I ain't got time for the 15,000 think pieces. I definitely ain't got time for the people who, for your average Joe who swears that they got the same thuggery. And I was like, you may have the same thuggery. You ain't got the same money.
Yeah. Will Smith's money is long.
Will Smith could have got arrested that night.
And it been fine. Like,
I can't. I got a whole government job.
Yeah. Nah.
House, kids. I ain't got time.
Exactly. So
like,
this
that's
is
the
your...
reason I definitely was. That's the thing. Most black people were taught to stay out of jail or at least know how not to go to jail.
Yeah.
One of them ways is to have money. So Will Smith is very black in how he lived. This is the blackest situation that you can have. Because you get to a certain level where you can slap somebody on stage.
And nothing will happen.
And walk back and accept your award.
Yeah, nothing will
Kudos,
happen.
Kudos, sir. Kudos.
Will Smith is still my favorite actor, y'all. So, and I still
he
love
is,
him.
And that's why I was like, I'm very confused how everyone is all of a sudden like it has to be one against the other. I was like, two people can be wrong, or two people can have some kind of things, and I don't know why we get to this place that two things can't be true.
Exactly. Yeah. So we would love to hear your opinion on it, but only for the next week while this episode is out, because then we're not going to talk about this anymore, you guys. We're going to wrap it up and we're going to be done.
Yeah, please.
So you
like
can
we're
join
getting
the
ready
conversation.
To snooze everything else.
Yes, we're going to turn it all off. You can join the conversation that I'm sure is happening on Instagram at Swirl and Sip Podcast, or you can email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. Make sure that you like, rate, and review the show. The reviewing is the important part because it helps other people find the show. And y'all have really been showing out with the number of downloads and listens we've had this fourth season. Like,
y'all
surprisingly, I was worried that like y'all wasn't going to be there and we was just going to be talking to nobody, but y'all have shown up in force. So we do appreciate it. Bring that same energy to a review, because we would really love it if you did that as well. Of course, we're available on all your major podcast platforms. And I think next episode, Devin will probably be back with another guest episode. We're just going to be ping-ponging back and forth between Sheree and Devin as Sheree grows her baby. Because she's already uncomfortable.
My average-sized baby.
Because you already uncomfortable and you still got some months.
I just want y'all to know, like, I definitely have been over here just, if y'all can't see it, but I've been over here, like, just moving and just trying to figure this out.
So make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for our next episode.
And take a drink for me. Bye.